each successive year. I was reading The Miracle of Lourdes, which a Catholic priest, fixing a gloomy eye upon my soul, had begged me to digest, but its wonders were completely rooted by Frau Fischer's arrival. Not even the white roses upon the feet of the Virgin could flourish in that atmosphere. It was a simple shepherd child who pastured her flocks upon the barren fields, voices from the room above. The washstand has, of course, been scrubbed over with soda. Poverty-stricken, her limbs with tattered rags half-covered. Every stick of the furniture has been sunning in the garden for 3 days, and the carpet we made ourselves out of old clothes. There is a piece of that beautiful flannel petticoat you left us last summer. Deaf and dumb was the child. In fact, the population considered her half-idiot. Yes, that is a new picture of the Kaiser. We have moved the thorn-crowned one of Jesus Christ out into the passage. It was not cheerful to sleep with. Dear Frau Fischer, won't you take your coffee out in the garden? That is a very nice idea. But first I must remove my corsets and my boots. Oh, what a relief to wear sandals again. I am needing the cure very badly this year. My nerves, I am a mass of them. During the entire journey, I sat with my handkerchief over my head, even while the guard collected the tickets. Exhausted.